We're hearing some worrying economic news from a number of places this week. Industrial production in the 16 countries that use the euro fell unexpectedly in June after rising for several months. Stock prices are falling. In fact, markets in the U.S. and abroad had one of their worst days in weeks just yesterday. That is partly because of a series of disappointing reports that are leaving many economists pessimistic. Here's NPR's Jim Zarroli.
Economists have been saying for nearly a year that the recession is over, but these days they're sounding a little less confident about what may happen over the next few months. Two surveys released this week by Bloomberg and MarketWatch indicate that economists are lowering their growth projections for the second half of 2010. Bloomberg said the median forecast has fallen from 2.8% to a little more than 2.5%. It was 3.7% during the first 3 months of this year. Nariman Baravesh of IHS Global Insight says weak demand will hurt the economy between now and the end of the year.
We have what might be called an epidemic of thrift, which is to say consumers are saving a lot, businesses are saving a lot, and they're being very careful about their spending.
He says the weak job market is hurting demand, and a lot of businesses are reluctant to invest and hire. Baravesh says the surge in imports reported by the government yesterday has lowered growth.
It does mean that more of our growth in demand went overseas, so it's not going to help the economy very much.
Most economists still believe the odds of a double-dip recession are slim and that growth will continue, but it will be tepid until next year when it should pick up somewhat. Jim Zarroli, NPR News, New York.